Alright, oh man, it's great to be back out here. Best part of my day is, of course, getting to see you all again. Got some high school teams out here. It's great to have them out at the walkthrough today. Some of my best memories are from high school football days, and it's great. You know, you build friendships, brotherhoods, you know, on the high school level. So it's good to see some of these guys out here supporting the Vikings. We're excited, playing, get to open up the doors, open the gates down at U.S. Bank Stadium. We're excited. Can't wait to get in front of the fans.
What
you
tell the kids?
Oh, man, I wish them all good luck this year. I had a couple quarterbacks out here who are battling, senior quarterbacks. Told them, hey, competition makes the team better. So it's great whenever you can, you know, give advice to those guys. And, you know, guys who look up to you, look up to the Vikings, and, you know, it means a lot to us.
Playing inside be an advantage for you as a quarterback?
Man, for one, you don't have to worry about any wind factors or anything like that. So I think it's a set temperature every time you play indoors. So it's going to be great. Then also just having the fans there, you know, you get to close and cage all the noise, and, you know, the fans are passionate about football here, and we want to give them something to, you know, root for. So having their support, I think it's going to be a huge advantage for us.
Any downside to moving inside? I know you had some of your better games outside in the first couple of years.
I mean, I've only played indoors probably 3 times or 4 times, I believe. So it's hard to, you know, just draw a comparison on that. But like I said, we're excited. You know, we get to open up a new stadium, you know, give our fans something to root for, and it's going to be fun.
Expect to play on Sunday?
Of course.
How do you feel physically, Teddy? Obviously, you found out how much people care about your shoulder.
Oh, man. No, I feel good. I feel very good.
Is there a set plan at the beginning of the week? How much work you were going to do? Or has it just kind of changed day by day?
You know, that's the question I think Coach Zimmer could answer better than I could.
Teddy, I know everyone kind of went crazy when you first connected with Charles Johnson. You were going deep. I know you've been working on that all in the offseason, too. Does that surprise you how much people... You know, everyone talks about how you don't make mistakes, how you're efficient, how you're a good leader. But the fact that now that if you're going to throw a deep ball, people are going crazy, does that surprise you now?
You know, it's just all about staying within the offense. You know, we call those plays, and, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, we have to hit them. So, you know, it is great, you know, to hit a couple. And, like you said, the fans do go crazy when they see those deep passes completed. So, you know, they're crowd pleasers. And, you know, you want to make sure you hit them. You know, there are opportunities also that can change the, you know, the game, the tempo of the game. You know, and it gives us a competitive edge, you know, being able to be balanced and, you know, do different things.
Teddy, if you only play in 2 preseason games, I mean, is that enough? I mean, last year you got into 4, obviously.
You know, honestly, when you factor in all the meetings, all the practices, then we had a joint practice with Cincinnati, then the preseason games. I think, you know, I've been able to, you know, just get some good things done. But, you know, every time I go out there, whether it's in the meeting room, practice field, or in the game, you know, I'm taking something away from it. And it's another opportunity to get better, gain more knowledge. So we've been maximizing and taking advantage of those opportunities.
Teddy, you practiced all 3 days last week, and then you know, was the shoulder issue something that had been lingering, or was that something that popped up during warm-ups and you just decided, or it was decided for you that you weren't going to play? Is it something that was happening before Thursday?
You know, that's something you have to talk with Coach Zimmer about, and I think he can answer that question better than me. I'm just saying, he can answer that question better than I can.
Can you do everything you want to do right now physically?
That's another question that I'm going to have to talk to Coach Zimmer about.
Are you going to throw deep in practice today? I mean, I guess we'll find out here pretty soon, but is that part of the plan, or are they easing you back in slowly, or when will you throw deep, I guess?
If you stick around for practice, you may be able to see, you know, who knows what's ahead of us for practice today. I know yesterday the guys came out, we flew around, pushed the ball down the field. Did you see Cordero yesterday make 2 plays down the field? So guys are doing a great job of just, you know, coming out, making plays for us, stretching the field.
But you can't let Sean Hill outshine you, though. You know, he threw those passes to Cordero.
Hey, it's all about making the team better. Every way we can make the team better, you know, it's going to benefit the Vikings.
What else else do you think it's important for the offense to improve on or work on between now and the start of the regular season?
You know, there are a ton of things that we can continue to get better at. And, you know, every day we come here, we want to approach each day with our thinking caps on, our hard hats on, and just tell ourselves, man, what can we get better at each day? That's our mindset around here. And there are a ton of things that we can get better at. So we're going to continue to work. You know, we still have 2 preseason games left. And then we have the week, the first week of college football, where we don't play any games. So we have time to, you know, just prepare ourselves. And we know all this that we're doing right now is to prepare us for Tennessee. So we're going to take advantage of these days that we have ahead of us.
I know you didn't play last game, but have you seen a difference in practice with the O-line? I know, you know, they've been called maybe a little bit of question over the past couple of games, but it's still preseason. What have you seen an improvement or a change or anything like that in the guys up front?
You know, those guys, the thing about those guys, they're passionate about what they do. And when you mix in you add their passion with their talents and, you know, their intelligence, you know, it makes them, you know, unbelievable. You know, you watch those guys in practice, and they're doing things. You know, you got one guy blocking 3 guys. You put the game tape on, you see Alex Boone blocking 3 guys at one time in the game. You see John Sullivan out there, you know, going against a Seattle Seahawks defensive line. So, you know, those guys are doing a great job of just, you know, being pros. And each day they come here, you know, they try to get better.
Difference now with Sully back under center for you? Is it the communication, going back to, you know, having him there? What is it for you?
You know, Sully, he's a smart guy. And, you know, all of those guys up front, they motivate each other, they challenge each other, and they push each other. So, whether it's Sully, Boone, Khalil, Joe Berger, Andre, Fusco, whoever's in there, you know, those guys are doing a great job of just communicating and executing.
It's the same. It's not like going back to a comfort factor of before. I mean,
you know, it's never the same. You know, and having John Sullivan healthy, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, he's able to provide, you know, another set of eyes out there for the quarterback. He sees things from an offensive lineman standpoint, but he also thinks like a quarterback. So, you know, having him out there is great.
Elson got back in the field yesterday for the first time in a long time. He's kind of one of your security blankets. Does a lot of things. Talk about seeing him back out there.
Man, I was so excited to see Rhett out there yesterday. I think all the guys were. Everyone recognizes how hard Rhett works, and everyone understands what he's been through. So to have him back out there, it was just great to see him out there.
What do you try to get out of practice like today, Teddy? Each practice being different. Today, what were you trying to get out of it?
You know, just every day I try to work on just coming out and just setting the tempo of practice. And I feel like as the quarterback goes, the team goes. So, you know, whether it's trying to set the tempo, working on my drops in the pocket, not getting too deep, getting the ball out fast, not testing protection. So each day I come up with a different plan. Today I'll go inside, look at the practice strip, and say, hey, these are some of the things that I want to work on. You know, we have these plays called. You know, I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly, doing this properly.
Did you have some arm soreness or other arm issues in high school or at Louisville?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Hey, Teddy, what are those conversations like with Zimmer? You mentioned it's ultimately his decision, play or not play, but do you try to lobby for that at all or just stay quiet?
I think that's a conversation you should have with Coach Zimmer, and to see what those conversations are like. So.
Teddy, do you know much about Brad Sorensen, or did you know much about him, or what do you think of seeing him so far?
You know, I got the chance to meet him when we signed him. You know, he's come in and he's been a pro. He's been trying to learn the offense, and, you know, it's not an easy offense to learn. So he's been doing a great job of just, you know, sitting in the meetings, listening, and taking great notes.
You can give us an insight
info
on the Chargers?
Yeah, I plan on asking him.
Thanks.
Thank you.